Gani the Indian of Yichus. A lot of confusion about Yichus, especially when it comes to Shiduchin. Is Yichus an Iker? Is Yichus a Tafel? Is Yichus something which shouldn't be recognized at all? There's certainly some circles by Chassidim where they're very much machshiv Yichus, especially by Rebbes. The Rebbes are Meshadach by Rebbes, where even then, many Rebbes discourage regular, not every Jew is regular, but just, you know, amongst the regular Hasidim not to be so focused on Yichus. Certainly varies from community to community. Some minhagim involved, but we find at the end of Seches Tainis that on two Be'av, the women would dance, and those who had Yichus would say, Tinoi Nechem, Bimshpachay Sechem. And we take a look at the families who have Yichus. So let's delve into this Indian a little bit, B'siat Hashemayim. Let's begin with the Zera Kodesh on this week's parasha. Rav Naftali Rav Shitzer, Tzchus Yogin Aleinu, he writes, Lech Lecha Mi'artecha, Ki Avram Avinu Alav HaShalom Ahayya Mishoytet Mechash Mechshas Tam Mishif Shlusa. Avram Avinu was always thinking about his own shiflus. V'chishu B'daita, and he would think to himself, Eich Yochol Ani Liyos Tzadik Godel B'Shleimus, how can it be a grace to Tzadik? Shayodi aspires simply Shasi Sparch Shema that it should be a kli, a tool to be mefarsim kedushas Hashem in the world. Vani ba me eretz meuladeti mir kasim anshe resha. I come from a terrible community. When meuladeti mishpachti vavaisahim oiv di avodah zara, and I come from a family of avodah zara. Veich evshal lishkazel liyos tzadik v'kodesh kol kach. How can a person like me, with my roots, become a grace of tzadik? So says Rav Naftali, "Be'emes afshe tei ma'od she'adam yachshev shiflusai v'lav v'adam minas hachnav anava." So although it is true that it is a very wonderful thing for a person to consider his own shiflus, and by doing so to come to midah v'anava, im kol zeh v'yigbar libo v'dayach Hashem. Nevertheless, there's an aspect on avodas Hashem that a person must elevate himself, that he needs a gavas halev as well. Because in order for a person to serve Hashem truly, he needs a harchavas hadas, and to raise himself up. And how can a person do so? If a person's shiflus and his achna is kavu in his lev in such a manner, only by knowing that there is no end to the chesed and the rachmanas of Hashem. And if a person should say to himself, if a person would say, "Ay to me that I come from a family, generations of Rishayim, so look at me, how many averus I've done. If a person says so, in Cain, in Yom Kinodam, he's putting a cap, chas v'shalom, on the rachmanas of Hashem Yisbarach. That Hashem's slicha is with him in order that we should be fearful of it. And by considering this, Nisrachiv Dait Machshav Tovin Niskadot Shikos Elasas to return to the Haiti of the Ru of Yaz Levedasai after returning to the Haiti of the Ru of Yaz Levedasai Ashm Ubishaf Madrega. He'll have Siyat Tishmai even though he's on a low Madrega. Kidei the Haiti Bachriso. And that's what Hashem is teaching Avram. Lech Lucham Yartacha, Umimaladatacham Ubisavicha. That which you are Isaac in this Machshava, that you're Shafal because of from where you come from. Get rid of this machshava. The sig by libcha b'dach Hashem ve'yispaisim ayadecha k'dushas k'zeh. So not only when we speak about yichus do we speak about yichus as it's plainly said, yichus meaning that a person comes from a geza and a zera k'dusha. On the flip side of things, a person can come to a state of shiflus. that a person feels, listen, look at my roots, I come from such a place of lowliness, of avarice. So says the Rakoidish, that can ma'akev a person's ability to grow and to shtag and to reach godless. And if a person thinks that it's totally in anything other than the Rachmanas of Hashem Yisbarach, that he pleads before Hashem that he should be zeichet to be a big tzaddik. So a person is putting a cap, chas v'shalom, on the Rachmanas of Hashem Yisbarach. And that's a no-no. If you take a look on the other side, the B'nai Yisachar, a quote on the top left, from the Kuti Marza, he writes, "La yomar ha'adam hanadla mi'mishpacha shena miyuchas es kol kach." A person shouldn't say if he comes from a family which is not miyuchas. Ani ini royal isnali b'gdusha v'chasidus. Who am I to be a kadosh and a chasid? Ki v'yucha lahasig malas midas haramos, that I can achieve great madrigas. Shezeh shayach l'gedoylim l'vali seich l'zach. That's only for great people who have a lot of kisroinus and talents. Not so for a person who's very thick-headed or doesn't have gifts or great talent. Every Jew is shaykh to great madrigas. Well, this asik b'muskalos v'chachmos layonos, and delve into the greatest chachmos in Zaira, the soydis ha'tayra v'apad. So the tzaddikim, the reginer, the b'nei Yitzchak, they stay straight out. That a person shouldn't chas v'shalom think that from where he comes from will be able to chas v'shalom be a minia for him to have great hasagos. Every person that he's a zera Yehudi, he's a zera kodesh, and he's shayich to great things from himself. On the other end of things, that a person who has yichus. Before we see the Noam HaMelech inside, actually maybe we'll see the Noam HaMelech inside first. He writes here in Parshas Korach, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhak ben Kohath ben Levi. Pirush Rashi, that Yaakov is not mentioned. Where is Yaakov mentioned? Al Aduchin. So he says, Yish ladaktik l'kushas Rashi v'heichon. Mahaya kashim lahin is kashmon b'shumakom. Now, what's the big deal? The Yaakov isn't mentioned here. Must he be mentioned somewhere else? The Rashi is bothered. Okay, he's not mentioned here. Where is he mentioned? V'yish l'farish. Shirashi zal kivin b'kushiyas al-hayris lanu davar gadol. Rashi is teaching us a very great thing. K'yakash al-Rashi b'apasak. Ma lana l'yichus ben yitzar. Why is yichus mentioned here at all? El-pirushahu shalakach es ha-yichus azayis. So the pshan pasak is v'yikach korech, and the Torah doesn't tell us what he takes. The pshan is v'yikach korech ben yitzar. He took his yichus. And he brought this into his machlokes, and he was chaydik aliyah machmas yichusa. V'loy zachar es yichus shal Yaakov machlokasai. Shebikesh, and Yaakov is not mentioned here as being part of the machlokes which Korach made out of his yichus. V'shar shadavar horu shus chusavos hu davar gadol. Of course, it's true that if a person has chusavos, it's a great thing. V'yoy medis leila adam mishasher etz lavedis Hashem. And if a person is zeichet to have yichus, the Noam HaMelech says straight out that the fact that a person has yichus, it helps him in his avodas Hashem. Certainly, it's a siyata shmaya that he has. Last, it's a mitzvah b'shleimus to enable him to do mitzvahs b'shleimus. V'zoyis eino ela kishloi lokach malas yichus atzad achet. That's only true if you don't abuse the ma'al of yichus. As bavadim medus that avodas Hashem, it will help you. That's what Rashi says. V'lein hiskir ben Yaakov. It doesn't say Yaakov. Why? It's not mentioned on the machlek is because Bivana shouldn't live with the Saboy, Vehniz Kashmoy, Aladuch. It comes to teach us that here, since Korach abused the Schus Yichus, Memele, it didn't come to help him. And therefore, that Yaakov, which is the simon of that Tiyat to the Shemaya, isn't Nizkar. But when is it Nizkar Aladuchin? That when a person is growing, if he uses his Yichus to Saiva, then certainly the Yichus will give him a strength in the Tiyat to the Shemaya. So it's teaching us a Davar Gala. That if a person is Zeicha, to me, from the Binan Shal Kedoshim, if he has at least some yichus that he can trace himself to, even if he doesn't know about it, it will certainly help him in his avodas Hashem. If it's not abused, as he continues here in Parshas Emor, where he writes, that which the Torah says, Emor v'yamarta, and he writes that there are two types of tzaddikim. He writes, four lines in, Hina Yesh Beis Gavni Tzadikim, there are Tzadikim that they have Kedusha Mitzad Aveisehem, that their fathers were Kedushim in Yireyim, and it's Machzeres Alachzayin Yishalom. Like you find, for example, by the Abu Chatzera family, right? There's such a yichus in that family. But just to be born into that mishpacha, it's like a person is automatically is a kaddish. Right? Such a musik like that. And then some tzaddikim that they work very hard. That even though they come from Bnei Aniya Hadas, and such people, they don't fall very easily from the Madrig HaKadusha because they have nothing to be samech on. But the tzaddikim who are in the Skadish, Bikushas Abaseim, he says, that they come from a family which has chusavos, sometimes they can come to a pnia of a godless and they can lose their madriga very quickly because they say, oh, I come from such great people. And that's cause for their nefila, he says. So that's what the Torah says, Emor la kahana b'nei Aaron, to teach that the kahanim, that they have such great yichus, that the Torah tells them, that they have to see themselves and not to rely on the fact that they have great yichus, but to see themselves as tzaddikim, that they have to work very hard in their avodas Hashem. Because the second that a person, if he feels he's going to depend upon his yichus, and that brings him to a gaive, so it comes to hurt him like we find by Kaif. And that's why the kehanim, and like Kairach, who was Mibnei Levi, who was Mibnei Vashik, is the kahuna, they need a special azhara to be careful with their yichus. That yichus can be something which can be a great motivator and a siyata deshma, but at the same time, it can cause a person to fear. I heard from my Rebbe, and he has many stories by Kabbalah, from his Rebbe all the way back to the tzaddikim of the generations which come from the line of the Zera Kodesh, from the Rav Shitzer. Told me that he was mekabel from his Rebbe that when the Rav Shitzer was searching for his Rebbe and he chose and he knew that the Naim Alimelech was his Rebbe, he went to the Naim Alimelech and he pleaded that, and he told him that he wanted to be a Talmud, and the Naim Alimelech was madchem b'shtei adayim. He didn't want him to be his Talmud. So get out of here, I don't want you to be my Talmud, that's it. And Naftali pleaded and he said, yes. He says, how could you turn me away? And he begged and he came and he begged and he kept begging. He says, nope. He said, Rebbe, why not? He said, because you're a yachzan. So the Zera Kodesh, Naftali Yashar, had a very big yichus. Very big yichus. His father was a big tzaddik and goes back many generations of great tzaddikim. So he says, by me, I don't want in my cheder any people who have any yichus. You don't have any yachzan in here. Until the Zera Kodesh, he pleaded and he cried and he got on his knees and he said, just because my family, they're great tzaddikim, it should come to hurt me, he said. It should hurt me. So when he saw that the Zera Kodesh had the proper perspective of yichus, he says, Makabalim is his time. But the Zera Kodesh and the Natcheid of the Nevi Melech, although we may think and see yichus as being something which is a davar gadol, and if somebody from a great family would walk into the Beis Medrash and want to be part of the yeshiva, if he had the last name Eger, we would say, oh yeah, vada, come in. Even though there's no room, we'll make room for you. Not so, but the chadarim of the great tzaddikim. That they saw the chomer of gaiva, which comes from that, as being a greater psul than the mile of yichus itself. Like, you know, when Rav Leibla Eger, when he, although he made a big mysterious nefesh to leave the home of his grandfather, Kiva Eger, and his father, Shlomo Eibshitz, and his father-in-law, and he went to the Kutzker, and to the cheder of the Kutzker, and when they walked in, and they said his name was Eger, so they didn't give him any kavod whatsoever. Mamish, they completely ignored it. And Paket, they were mevazahim. And they were mashpil him, and they made it an Indian. You have to understand the cheder of the Kutzkers that they didn't give any cheshivas to anything whatsoever. And that's how they served Hashem, because they wanted people to realize that the main thing is that you serve Hashem, and you're not mistakel on these things. And they made fun of him from that. And he stuck through it, and that was to his credit that he did so. And the Kedushas Levi says the same Torah. Over here on the Pasuk of Emor LaKehanim, He writes that Hashem tells Moshe to tell the Kohanim to be Mekadosh themselves. Of course, it's a chashash that the Kohanim will have a Gaiva Salev, Mikemoyhem, who was like them. That Hashem chose them from all of Israel to be Mekadosh the Bektusha, to eat Kodesh Shemayim. Certainly, the Chashim Lifni Amokom from the rest of Klal Yisrael. V'yorum levavu lachim in Israel. And therefore, they'll come to a Gaiva. That's what Hashem says, that He should teach them, that they shouldn't have this Gaiva. It's not shaykh that the person should have any gaiva, but to feel any hisnasis whatsoever on anything which he didn't earn himself. Like Yichus Avoisav, he says, that it's not shaykh shum hisnasis. Makes you better because you have a good yichus, doesn't make you better. Only when you toil in something. And even then a person has to realize not to have any gaiva, that it all comes from Hashem. But certainly a yichus, it's a tipshus to think that a person should think that he's a mile over somebody else because he has a better yichus than him. So says the Koshnitzer, the Avodas Yisrael, in Parashas Balak, he writes, in the middle of an inyan, that if a person has a good yichus, he says it's not such a chiddush that a person is a tzaddik if he has good yichus. That if the three generations of Torah, that it's very easy for the rest of the generations to be talmidei chachamim. If a person comes from a poor yichus, Mumbai, that he has a mom of yis, right? We don't think that if a person comes from a bad yichus that he falls in that way, that it's such a terrible thing. However, but if a person is a chiddush, that he doesn't come from a very strong family, and he makes a decision to serve Hashem, such a person is a greater shevach to him than from a person who comes from a respectable mishpacha, that he leaves the derech. If a person walks into a room and he's a ben Torah and he doesn't come from a very kavodik family, versus a person that he comes from mamish a mishpacha miyuchesed b'Yisrael and he doesn't walk in the ways of that mishpacha, who gets the kavod? Certainly the one who's the ben Torah, because that's be'etzen. Whereas yichus is a davar chitzoni. It's mamish a davar chitzoni. It's very important when it comes to shiduchim. You don't marry somebody because of their yichus. Marry because of the yichus, because you're not living with the yichus, you're living with her, and she could take that yichus and abuse that yichus. And certainly it may stand for the children to be a schus, but there's many factors in Shemayim. You can't just push the button and make sure that your children are going to be good because you have good yichus. No such button like that. The best thing you can do to ensure that you're going to have good children is to marry a woman, to take a girl who's a Yirush Shemayim, that she's a tzenua, that she's a balas chesed. Like in the coming parashas, the whole parash of Yitzhak and Rivka. Right? Avraham Avinu, what he was mistakel on B'yoyzer, that even though she came from a mishpachas lova, but she was Rivka, and that's exactly what Eliezer was looking for. And of course, the yichus helps. But the main thing all the mefarshim say on the parsha is to take somebody that their ikar is the midos tovos, tzenua, and Yerushalayim, and if he's zeicha to a bonus, ashrecha. You have here also in Chaim Aron, Rav Nachman certainly says that a person who has yichus, of course, that's a davar chashuv. If you take a look on the bottom, the Chassam Sefer, in his Chidushim, Ala Torah and Parshas Boy, he quotes the Gemara Menachos. And it goes without saying that there are many Gemaras which tell us that yichus is something which is important and special. Some say for right, and based on my Menachos, that it says, Amar the Rabban of Preda, Rabbi Ezra is 10th generation from Elizabeth Azariah, who is 10th generation from Ezra. So therefore, he has a special cover to him. So Amar the Hu, so he said back, Rabbi Preda said back to the Rabbanan, Mike, who they had? What's the big deal? Ibar Uryon, if he's the Talmud Chacham Hu Yoi, then that's a good thing. Then, anyways, he's respected. And if he's a Talmud Chacham and he has good yichus, he's also good. Vibar Avon Volav Bar Oryan. But if he has yichus but is not a Talmud Chacham, Isha Tichle, then he should be consumed by the fire. I mean, that's nothing. Like we said before, from the Avodas Yisrael, that if a person has yichus but he's not a Ben Torah, then what does he have? So the Chassam Sofer writes that from this Lashon of the Gemara, it's Mashma, Hayatayv, that it's better, Ihaya Bar Uryan Vole Bar Avon. That if a person is a Talmud Chacham, and he does not have yichus, that's an even greater ma'ila than the person who's a Talmud Chacham and has yichus. Because he says that the Gemara is explained al derech loizu afsu, and it began by saying I bar uryan yai. Right, that's the greater one, and afsu I bar ovan u bar uryan ami yai. That's also good, but what's the better of the two? The first one, the yosef of misha in bar ovan v'hu matzalav tesam yatzvah l'malumi yaveisav. But there's a ma'ila that a person has that even though he's not a yachzan, that if he serves Hashem afal pichin, that he's on a greater ma'ala than a person who's a ben Torah, and he has a vayichas. L'chein ein lo leisparb mashu atzei the rabbi zolim. This is how he understands the Gemara. Take a look at the footnote on the bottom here. It says l'fnei maranzal that the Chazam Sofer had a gears in the Gemara that it said like we have in front of us, where it said ibar oryan hu yoi, ibar oryan hu ubar van yoi. However, in the Gilyon of the Gemara, it says another girsa. It says ibar oryan hu yoi, ibar oryan ubar avon yoi viyoi. As if to say that it's a double ma'ala he has if he's a Talmud Chacham and he has yichas. So he writes, and this is also the girsa in the Yalkut, and also the girsa of the Rivash. And according to this girsa, ad rav muchach, the yoi seter mishu bar oryan ubar avon mishu bar oryan levan. According to this, that the girsa is yoi viyoi. That a person who is a Ben Torah and has yichus is a greater ma'ala than a person who's a Talmud Chacham and is not with the Hav yichus. Of course, you can't say the Chassam Sofer is wrong, because if the Chassam Sofer said this far on his own, it would be the Chassam Sofer, and we have to take him kavli. And we can't say that the Rivash is wrong, because if the Rivash, it's not a matter of gear, says Rabbi Yisrael. Right? It's Eilu 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 Lekhan. But based upon what we said before, it should be very clear. Like the Avodas Yisrael said. And if a person that he's a Ben Torah and he doesn't have Yichus, according to the Chassam Sofer, that's greater. Why is that greater? Because he has to go against the fact that he looks at his shiflos, like the Zera Kodesh writes. That he has to work out of that place. Lech lecha mi'aretzcha, omi mo'laretzcha, omi be'savicha, v'yigbo libo b'darach Yashem. That even though I don't have any yichus, and he still perseveres and he works hard, and he's looking at all the yachsanim around him, and he thinks that they have it so easy, and I have to work much harder. So of course, the fumim sara agra, this person has worked very hard. That's even higher than a person who relies on his yichus, and he doesn't work so hard. Because if a person is misgar with his yichus, like the Sfar Makdashim told us, then that's not called yoi v'yoi, says the Chassam Sofer. It's yoi v'yoi that a person afal pichen, despite the fact that he has a poor yichus that he works on. And the opposite is true also, you could say, like the Rivash, like the Yalkut, that it's yoi v'yoi that if a person is a Ben Torah, and he comes from yichus, and he doesn't allow his yichus to make him think that, oh, listen, I have yichus, I can just count on that. And he doesn't allow that yichus to cause him to come to a gaiva, then yes. That if a person preserves his yichus and doesn't abuse it, then certainly he has a ma'ala over a person who doesn't have yichus. That's just how it was nizdam el min hashamayim. It really depends on the perspective. That the ikar is that a person has to focus on himself. B'shvili nivra olam. Chayecha koinin. But that perspective of yichus will make the difference. There's a story about the Rishiner. That the Rishiner, when he would come to make a shidduch, he would say, of course he would say it in Yiddish, I'm going to read it to you in Lashon HaKodesh as it's brought down. It's brought down that he would say, Atahu es shenochu nachshei hayuchos. When it comes to a shidduch, that's the appropriate time to speak about shidduch, to speak about yuchus. By a shidduch is the proper time to mention nichus. Of course, we know the Zohar Kodesh tells us that at the time of a chasana, family members come, or who have passed away, they come from a shtatif and a simcha. It's an appropriate time to mention the yichus, and it says in the Sefer that this is the minig by many gedolim and kedoshim, that they would mention their yichus at the time of the shidduch. Which may cause one to think that the Rishiner was a person who relied upon his yichus. However, it's brought down a few stories about the Rishiner when it comes to yichus. When I mentioned the Rishiner, his yard site was this week, Sunday night. But the Maisa is, one of these Maises is that the Rishiner, when he made a shidduch with Rav Tzvi Hirsch from Rimanov, who was the gabbai of Menachem Mendel from Rimanov, and after he passed away, Menachem Mendel, he assumed the leadership, even though he didn't come from any yichus at all. So it says that the Rishiner was mishtadich with him, which could have been a very big chiddush to many people, because the Rishiner came from tremendous yichus. His father, Reb Shalom, was a great tzaddik, and his father was Avraham Malach, and his father was the Magid from Mezrich. There was kimat nobody who had yichus like the Rishiner. When he made the shidduch with Rav Tzvi Hirsch from Rimanov, this is how the story goes. You have it in front of you. It says that when the Rimanov was mishtadich, it's asma im Rav Kodesh Harav Mirjin. He said to him, "Min hagenu l'saper seidi chsenu itzatnoi." So he says, our minhag, like I mentioned before, is that we mention our yichus at the time of the shidduch. Okay, so the Rishiner listed his yichus, I'm sure. And Rav Tzvi Hirsch said, "Oh, I have yichus also." He says, "Eis hayinu mesharis mishamish b'kodesh eitzel my rabbi a kodesh from Menachem Mendel." When I was mishamish my rabbi Menachem Mendel from Menachem Mendel. He would send me to the market to buy things for Shabbos. I would ask the merchants to give me some extra lekavod Shabbos. Even though I knew they wouldn't give it to me. Whenever I would buy anything for Shabbos, I would say, "Can I please have a little bit more?" Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Just to be able to mention the Kavod of Kedushas Shabbos as much as possible. When the Rishiner heard this, he said to him, "Shoin genog yichus." This is a very good yichus. Now, of course, there's no yichus here. What the Rishiner was telling him is that this is a yichus. I mean, that if you're such Chashiv is for Shabbos Kodesh. Now, I don't know why Shabbos out of all things. Probably Darshan, why Shabbos, buying things to cover Shabbos Kodesh. I don't know why Davka this. But what he was coming to tell him is that much more than a person who thinks that his parents and his grandparents dos is a real yichus, to be a Jew like this, this is the greatest yichus. Now, how is this the greatest yichus? Why should that be called yichus? Before we get to the answer, there's a different nusach of how this story goes, which is brought down that at the time of the shidduch with Rav Tzvi Hirsch, the Rishiner said to him at the time of the tznoyim, "Now is the time to recount our yichus." And he started to say that I come from the Magid and Rav Malach, my father Rav Shalom Shachna and Zakeni, Rav Nochem from Chernobyl, and my uncle Rav Matala. So then he turns to Tzvi Hirsch and he says, "Tell me your yichus." So he said like this, it's a different nusach of the story. He says, "I was a yosam from a very young age. And I was brought up by a tailor who was a Yerech Shemayim. And he taught me how to be a tailor too. And I said, I learned from him two things. How to fix that which is old, and how to not to ruin that which is new." When the Rishiner heard this, he said, "Die, die. That's enough yichus for me. and he instructed to write the Tanoim. There's other stories too, also about the Mishnah, which we'll come to momentarily. But again, what type of yichus is this? But the oimik is that once, with another story of the Bezhiner, that he was once sitting with a tzaddik from Poland, who was telling him about his yichus, and the Bezhiner said, "Oh, I also have such great yichus." So he said like this to him, "Let me tell you about my yichus," the Bezhiner said. "My grandfather, really my great-grandfather, was the Magid, who was a very great tzaddik. And he had very good yichus, that he had a son, Rabbi Avraham HaMalach. And my grandfather, Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, was also, he had great yichus, because he had a son, Rabbi Shalom. And my father, Rabbi Shalom, was also a tzaddik. And he had me. And I also have good yichus, because I have a son, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak from Sadiger." That's what he said of his yichus. But the ikar yichus is the chinuch in the dor haba. That a person can only be mispoer from the children which he produces. That's his yichus. But not from the yichus which he looks back on, which he has no yachas, real yachas to. That he's not responsible for. For example, the Rishon said about himself, when he compared himself to other tzaddikim at the time, Rishonim didn't write any svarim in his lifetime. But he said about himself, whereas other tzaddikim are leaving svarim over as their legacy, I'm leaving over my children as my legacy. And he had five children who mamish were ma'orin shel Yisrael. They lit up the world with Torah and Chassidus. The heilige children of the Rishonim mamish, all stars. Every single one of them. The shittas of the Rishoner was, and that's why he was soivel the yichus of Tzvi Hirsch, was that he looked at the person himself and he was detected yichus by their talmidim, from their children. That's called yichus. What you produce is your yichus. That's a premium way of looking at things. Something else I wanted to share, I don't remember. Find also the difference between Noach and Avram. Rashi says in the beginning of the Parsha, Parsha's Noach, Rashi writes, Esel Akim Hishalech Noach. Rashi says that the word Hishalech can sometimes be used B'Lashon Avar, and sometimes B'Lashon Asid. He says, Esa Elohim, his halach nayach is Lashon Avar. Whereas we find by Avram, he says, his halach lefonai vehiyei samim. Which is a Lashon Asid, Hashem tells him. Go before me and be a tamim. So Tatav Sheb Shat, but the difference between nayach and Avram is that nayach, that he walked backwards. That he would look at the past. And that was his halicha. That he looked at the fact, perhaps, that he came from Lamech, or from Meshuselach. Who was the tzaddikim of the generation. That's called his halich nayach. That's why it's called Tzadik Tamim B'Doyroisa, that he looked at his Doyros. But if you don't have B'Doyros Shal Avram, Rashi says, Lahi Anach Shal Leklum. Because in Avram's generation, Avram was Mechadish, that we don't look at that. that we don't look at our yichus to determine whether we're tzaddik tamim or not. That real tzaddik is not tamim midoraisa. You know, not a tamim because of your doiris or from where you come from. When you're his halech lefanai, if you go into the future, that's called the heye tamim. But the difference of what Rashi, of what Avram calls tamim, what Neich calls tamim, is min akatsa lakatsa. That Avram looks at what's going to come from you as being tamim. That's measure of your tmimus. Whereas Neich looked at the doiris before him. And look what happened to the next generation. All the doiris were wiped away. Whereas we find by Avram Avinu, that when Hashem says about Stoim, Hamachasani mi Avram, how can I conceal myself from Avram? That Avram is the person that said, Sheitzaveh is base of his bonav acharav, l'mandas Hashem. That Avram's whole life is that he looks at what's going to be with the future. That Avram didn't look like the Zera Kodesh says, like I come from a terach. That Avram had to remove himself from that. He listened to the advice that Hashem told him. Lach lecha mi'atzcha, umir lach lecha mi'atzcha, don't be like a noyach. Like the Medrash says, in Parshas Chukas, mi'yitein Torah mi'tameh lo'yachar. That Hashem makes a great parallel that he makes a Tohar come from a Tameh. That Hashem made an Avram come from a Terach. That we can't be madche just because a person doesn't have b'dichus, that we can't allow them into the Beis Medrash, that we can't teach them Torah. Had we done that to Avram Avinu because he came from a Terach, would there be an Avram? That's called miyitein Torah mitameh. That sometimes very great neshamas come from places which are very unexpected. But that was Avram's whole perspective. It was halech lefanai v'yisamim. That's why it says Eile toldas noyach. That the toldas of noyach are what? Tamim b'dayroisav. And it happens to be v'yolei b'noyach shloish shavani v'shim yisrach me'ez yachas. Whereas by Avram, it's the opposite. Eile toldas yitzhak ben Avram. Avram hoyled this yitzhak. You want to know the toldas of Avram? Avram was hardly the Yitzhak. And the Mefarshim say that the great Shevach that Avram had is that he said, I have a son like Yitzhak. And Rosh Hashanah in Arbach, that he would say that my ticket to Olam Haba is not because of my own tzidkas. I have no tzidkas to show. It's because I'm called Avu de Shmuel. That I have a son of Shmuel Arbach. That's why I'm Zeichet Ben Avram. You look at the children. The person can't rely on his own ma'isim, and he can't rely on the ma'isim of his grandparents either, because he's not responsible for that. But if he can produce children who are heilige children, heilige children of the Rishonim, it's chesed yogim aleinu. That the Rav Shitzer was not into yichus, Melech Melech was not, but the Noam Elimelech, the Rav Shitzer, look at the children which they had. And the Lezer Jikover is the yortzeit, shares the same yortzeit as the Rishonim, and the whole geza from Rav Shitz. So it's important to know how to place yichus. That on the one hand, of course, we find from Chazal that yichus is a davar gadol mi'od. And the truth is, every single Jew is a tremendous yachzan, that he comes from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and the great zchus avos which every Jew has. So that should always be the ikar, and even more chashuv than any private yichus that a person may have. But the ikar is that a Jew has the yichus of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's always going to be the ikar, and the tefillah will be any other ones. But to know that if a person relies on his yichus and that brings him to a gaiva, that passes him more than a person who doesn't have a yichus and he goes between us, banavo, b'shechlus. Just to have the proper perspective of these things. And to know especially when it comes to shiduchim, but in terms of a person's own avodah hashem. Don't worry about a person's yichus. Even if a person is not a bar yichus, it says in this week's parasha, lech lecha mi'atzcha, lech lecha b'savicha. This is how Avraham was distinguished from Layach, that Hashem was making it. There's a new chiddush called Avraham Avinu, his halach lefana v'yisamim. We should be zoichet to walk in that path and to grow on our own, to mechazik ourselves, v'yigba liba v'dayach Hashem. Realize that everything which we need to accomplish, we could do on our own with Siyata Deshmaya, no matter what our past actions may be, or from where we may come from. And Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us to be zeicha to walk in the path of Avinu, but through all the Ovos HaGadolim, that to be zeicha to walk close and close, I'll be as great a tzaddik and ever may be.